Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here, Bert Show.
I don't know why I was so surprised by this over the weekend, but I was the recipient of a random act of kindness.
Oh.
It was really, really nice. I was with a friend of mine, and she called me up, and she's like, let's go for a bike ride. I was like, okay, I haven't taken the bike off of the rack in a year and a half. I guess today would be a good day to do it. It was really beautiful out. So, of course, I get the bike off the rack, but there's absolutely no air in the tires. So I have a tiny car. I have a hybrid, so I don't really have a trunk that I could have like put the bike in. She had biked over to my house. So we were actually walking the bikes to the closest gas station to just, you know, we brought some change with us and we were going to fill up the tires there or whatever.
You're going to buy 75 cents worth of air?
Yeah.
Which is it the old man thing that irks me?
Oh, me too.
Why are you freaking charging for air?
It's not their charge. Can I just sidebar for 1 second?
I'm charging for the compressor.
Somebody explain that to me also. It's, you know how many times people come and rip that hose off there and they have to replace that thing over and over and over again?
Really?
That's what you're paying for.
All right. Sidebar. Well, I've never ripped it off.
Because it used to drive me nuts too.
75 cents for air?
Yeah.
You guys are like my 7-year-old uncle right now.
You know that, right?
Cut your hair and get on with your story.
So anyway, we're walking to a gas station. There's not really a close gas station next to where I live. I mean, we're talking, I'm going to be walking this bike maybe half a mile to a mile to get the air in the tires or whatever. So we're walking along. We pass by this coffee shop in my neighborhood. And this girl was like, hey, do you guys need some help? She must have been a biker or whatever, but she was just sitting there like kind of enjoying her little afternoon coffee or whatever. And we were like, yeah, we totally, didn't plan ahead. We're not really like bike people. We've got to go get air in the tires. And she's like, well, my friend lives right down the street. Let me go get it. So she walked like a couple houses, maybe a block down the street to her friend's house, got the bike pump, came back, and then totally was like a bike person and like knew how to do it and had the right, compression or whatever, and like totally pumped up my tires for me.
Nice. That's cool.
Totally out of nowhere. And
did you give her 75 cents?
I should have. No, we offered to buy her a coffee or whatever, but she's like, no, it's totally cool. Like, she was just happy to do it. And she was so nice. And it just was such a great surprise because we were kind of bummed. We just wanted to get on the bikes and go.
Yeah.
But like, it was going to have to be this like whole effort. And then, seriously, like one block from my house, she was there. She showed up. She pumped up my tires, and we had a great afternoon.
That is a sad sight.
So nice.
Somebody walking a bike with two flat tires.
Aww. Yeah,
it's just a sad look.
But it was just like this total random act of kindness, and I was like, that is so awesome. I need to do something like that for somebody else. Like, I need to pay it forward. You know,
it's almost a double edged sword. Even telling the story, because it's almost sad that that's such a big deal.
Like, yeah.
I needed help.
Right.
Somebody helped me. Whoa.
Yeah.
Who knew?
It was one of those things that sort of. Can change the course of your day.
But it is a bigger deal because, I mean, the person was sitting there having coffee, got up, walked 5 minutes away, got the bike pump, walked back, did it. So it is more than just a, you're a dollar short on your...
Yeah, here's a buck, which is, I mean, it took some effort. That is cool.
It's
yeah,
cool.
It was really neat.
Now, enter Natalie here. She got a this is her at Mike Music. Is also a recipient of what could have been interpreted as a random act of kindness for the person that was giving it. But if you scratch a little deeper, it may be a little insulting.
Oh, okay.
I was at work. I was at my desk.
And just one of my coworkers, you know, a person that I say, you know, hi and bye to, no, you know, real relationship with him. He just walks up to me and he said, the Lord told me to give you this. And he hands me a $10 bill. And I'm like, who told you to give me that?
And he said, you mean Lord down Lord. In accounting?
Yeah. Lloyd? Lord. And my next question was like, why? He was like, I don't know. He just spoke to me. He told me to give you this. And I just could not figure out for the life of me why. It's like, okay, was it the way I was dressed? And I was like, it can't be that. I don't dress that badly.
It was something you got to take up with the Lord.
I know. Yeah. It's like, why didn't he tell me this? I mean, I missed that message, I guess.
Right?
He told, you know, so-and-so.
Why didn't you say, why didn't the Lord just tell me to go to the ATM?
Right. You know, I have it. But, you know, of course I couldn't take it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I think.
What did you say to him when you told him you couldn't take it?
No, I just, you know, I said, thank you. I appreciate that. But, you know, I can't take this. But
the Lord told me to tell you to get that out of my cube.
Well, it's sort of like, I mean, I understand what he's trying to do here, but why does he single you out and why does he think you need $10?
I have no idea.
So
first,
the Lord spoke to him and said that Natalie was the one who needed the $10, not just somebody.
It's a random act of insulting. That's what it is.
I was like, I don't know. It's like maybe I would have, you know, left my debit card at home and I needed $10 for some reason that day. I don't know. And I questioned it the whole day. It's like, looking at how I'm dressed and I'm like, I'm okay.
Was there any point that day that you remember, like maybe you went to get a sandwich or something and you reach in and there was no cash, you had to use your credit card?
It was early in the day, so I had just got there. I've never asked anybody for money.
No, but I mean like later in that day, like the Lord maybe was trying to help you out.
I was thinking that, but no.
Like he was presenting the money for a situation that was going to happen right. later that
right.
she didn't
so
I
it.
Thought about that. It's
maybe
like,
you
what?
Go to dinner
and
with a friend.
And then I checked to make sure that I had my debit card on me because I usually sometimes leave that in my jeans and maybe I needed cash that day. But no, I was fine that day. And
we got to do it. I'm just curious. I want to get this guy on because oh, no. Now I'm curious about why he's
why he when did the that? Lord talk to you? What'd he say?
Yeah, like why he singled you out and what the Lord said to make you the recipient of the $10.
Actually, I had another theory. And I wished it wasn't true, but actually it came true. I thought maybe it was like a flirtation, you know, mechanism. Maybe this is the way that he was flirting with me.
Mm-hmm. To break the ice with you? He told you that he was going to give you $10 from the Lord.
I guess.
That's unique.
Yeah. 2 days later, he came back with this cheesy line saying, you know, your inner beauty is just as wonderful as your outer beauty. I'm like, please. Oh. We're doing this now.
He's gonna
this
come
guy
up.
Is so nice.
He's
sweet.
Like, dissing him. He's gonna come up to you next week with $50 and say, the Lord said I could touch your boobs.
$4,000,
like
I might
nice
let him.
Are you sure that that wasn't a pickup line and he was just trying to be nice again?
I think that was a pickup line. A
that
bad one at
awesome.
That.
That is awesome. Is that what flirting has? Are you trying to buy your way into?
With the Lord. You can't
yes!
use the Lord.
Do not bring Jesus Christ into your pickup line.
It's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.